Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're learning parak Ches Mishnah Dalid and parak Ches Mishnah Hey as we continue to go through various items. And as we discuss what would make one liable, what would make one over and transgress the prohibition of Hotzah on Shabbos with a variety of items. Like we've been saying until now, it's all about the purpose of the item. If you take enough of that item that its main purpose could be fulfilled with it, then if you carry that amount, that quantity of the item, then you have transgressed the prohibition. You have done the Avera of Hotzah, of carrying on Shabbos with that item. Says the Mishnah, Devek kidei litein barosh hashav shavas. When it comes to taking glue to a Rishus Harab into a public domain on Shabbos, you're liable for Hotzah if there is enough glue to put it on the end of a board. And as the Bar Tanura points out, we're specifically referring to a board that was used to trap birds, that hunters used to attach a small board to the end of a long pull, and then they would put glue onto the board, and then a bird that would fly and land on the board would become stuck to it and would become trapped. This is as the Bar Tanura points out, a large amount of glue that would make a person liable to transgress the prohibition of carrying glue on Shabbos. Continuing in the Mishnah, Zephes v'gafris k'dei la'asos nekev. When it comes to carrying pitch or sulfur on Shabbos, so you'd be liable if you carry enough that would allow a person to make a hole. Then there were containers that were sealed with the pitch or sulfur, and a small hole was then made in the seal so that the mercury of the containers of mercury could be poured out carefully and they would not spill. Pitch or sulfur is considered really only significant if its quantity is enough to form a seal large enough to make such a hole. Continuing in the Mishnah, Shava, when it comes to wax, k'dei litein al pi nekev katan. If you have enough wax to put on a small hole to seal the hole of a wine barrel, then that would make you liable for carrying wax on Shabbos. Continuing, Charsis, when it comes to crushed brick, says the Mishnah, k'dei lasos pichur shel torfezav. If you have enough of it to seal an opening in a gold refiner's furnace, as the Meiri points out, that in order to remove the impurities, the bad stuff from gold, it was often placed in some sort of a clay, some sort of a utensil, some sort of a vessel, and it was brought to a very, very high level of heat in a very special type of furnace, and the furnace had an opening through which the fans that would allow these bellows that would like fan the fire was put in, and this opening was sealed with crushed brick to provide a clear, snug fit for the bellows to fan the fire of the furnace. However, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda disagrees with this measurement for crushed brick, and he says, k'dei lasos pitput. No, but the minimum for crushed brick to be liable is if you have enough to affix the leg of a furnace as a base there as well. As the Gemara points out, this is even smaller than the first Tana, and the first explanation of crushed brick. Machlok is what's really the main purpose of brick, and therefore would make a person liable for carrying on Shabbos with that brick. Continuing in the Mishnah, Subin, k'dei litein al pichur shel torfezav. One who takes a bran outside is liable if it is enough to put over the opening of the furnace of a person who's refining gold to preserve its heat there as well. That's at least the Bar Tanura's second explanation. Continuing now with a bit of a machlokas regarding lime. Sid, when it comes to lime, how much is a person going to be liable? So says the Mishnah, k'dei lasud kitana shebebanos. The first explanation is if it is enough to put on the smallest limb, the smallest aver of a girl in order to remove her hair. As the Gemara points out in Masech HaShabbos, that lime was used typically to remove hair, and it was applied to one limb at a time. Therefore, says the Mishnah, the minimum amount considered significant in order for a person to be liable for carrying on Shabbos is an amount that would suffice for a girl's smallest limb, which, as the Gemara says, would be her little finger. That's according to the Tanakama. Rabbi Huda Omer k'dei lasos kilko. According to Rabbi Huda, no, that it's enough to make the hair on the temples lie flat. Rabbi Nechemya Omer k'dei lasos andifi. That according to Rabbi Nechemya, it's enough to place below the temples to remove hair that is growing there. And again, as the Gemara says, Rabbi Huda's measure, his amount that he's giving, his shear that he's giving, is smaller than that stated by the first Tana. And Rabbi Nechemya's shear is even smaller than that. continuing in the with the next Mishnah with Parakhas, Mishnah has we continue discussing other items and what exactly would it be would suffice, what exactly would be the measurement for a person to be liable for carrying these items on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Adama Kichusim Hamar Sofim, that if a person takes a red clay outside in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbah in a public domain, that he's liable if it is enough to seal sacks of merchandise. Or imagine nowadays they have Amazon packages, so they needed to seal it in some way. So in those days, they would seal the merchandise that they would buy with red clay. And continuing in the Mishnah, that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim Omrim Kechosam Ha'igros. The Chachamim disagree, and they say no, that it's enough to make a seal for letters, not sacks per se, but even a smaller amount to seal letters would suffice for red clay to make you obligated and liable for carrying on Shabbos. What about Zevel V'chol? What about the minimum for manure or for fine sand, as the Mishnah? V'chol Hadak, rather, K'dei L'zabel Kelach Shel Kruv, in order to fertilize the cabbage of stock, Dev Rabbi Akiva, that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, V'chachamim Omrim K'dei L'zabel Kereisha, and the Chachamim are of the opinion that it's enough not to fertilize a cabbage stalk, but to fertilize a leek. And as the Bartanur points out, the minimum that's stated by the Chachamim is smaller than that by Rabbi Akiva. So we have two machloksim, both when it comes to red clay, when it came to a manure and a fine sand. So in both, there's a machlok as Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, as the Bartanur says, that Rabbi Akiva's measurement is a larger than the measurement given by the Chachamim. Continuing in the Mishnah, Chol Hagas, K'dei Litin al Melo Kaf Sid, the minimum for coarse sand is enough to add to a full troller, like these gardening implements that were often used in order to, it's sort of like this, like a small handheld tool with this flat pointed blade, which often was used to like spread mortar or plaster. Those are referred to as trolls. So that's how much, according to the Mishnah, would be sufficient to be liable for coarse sand. Konek de lasos kulmos, what about a reed? So says the Mishnah, if it's enough to make a pen from that reed, that's how they would make pens in those days, by making these reeds. However, says the Mishnah, the Imhaya Ava, however, if the reed was either thick or mursas or it was broken, then Kilavashal Bo Beitza Kalashima Beitza Trufa Unasuna, then in that case, the only purpose for the reed is firewood, and therefore the amount of a broken reed that would be sufficient, that would be enough to make a person liable for carrying on Shabbos would be as if it was large enough to cook the most easily cooked chicken egg after it's already been mixed with oil and placed in a preheated pan, as the Bartanura points out. And as we're going to see, that's the shear for firewood, which is this amount as discussed in our Mishnah. Again, Parakhas Mishnah Dala and Parakhas Mishnah Hay simply gave us a bunch of other examples of various items, what their main purposes are, and how much of those items would you be liable for carrying if you took them outside in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbah in a public domain on Shabbos. Have a great day.